Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 22nd, 2026. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Here ends the reading. In today's morning liturgy, we heard the story of Jesus testing in the wilderness before he began his public ministry. Every year we hear a version of this story by either Matthew, Mark, or Luke. As I mentioned in this morning's sermon, only Matthew and Luke describe Jesus' encounter with the Satan, and that encounter happens after Jesus' 40 days of fasting have been completed. We have absolutely no knowledge of what happened while Jesus was alone in the wilderness. But we do know that this time was formative in shaping the sort of public ministry Jesus would exercise. The anonymous author of the letter to the Hebrews is keen to show that Jesus, who is God's appointed messenger, effects salvation for the world not absent suffering, but because of it. This is sometimes hard for our modern ears to hear. Intellectually, those of us who know the Jesus story know that he did suffer. Not only the pangs of hunger and perhaps self-doubt in the wilderness, but the cruel, inhumane, and unbearable suffering of the cross as well. The writer is emphatic that because Jesus has entered the world fully, has experienced the trials of suffering, and has weathered the burden of being tested to his breaking point, yet remaining unbroken, he is uniquely qualified to be our merciful and faithful high priest. Because he has endured all of this, he is also able to help those of us who still walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus is literally alongside of us as we make our way through the various wildernesses we encounter in our lives. There's a word the writer uses in today's lesson that is complicated and multifaceted. That word is atonement. The word is an English word. In other words, this is an English translation of the Greek, but it's an English word that literally means at-one-ment. In other words, the sufferings Jesus endured weren't simply for no reason. Through his willing participation in these sufferings and the sacrifice they required of him, he has repaired humanity's fractured relationship with God. He has brought us together. He has at-oned us. The fancy theological word for this work of Jesus is reconciliation. Somehow, through the mystery of the cross and Jesus' submission to it, we are reconciled with God. For the writer to the Hebrews, Jesus fulfills a dual role. He is simultaneously the sacrifice and the high priest who offers it. Now, if all this seems too theologically complicated for a Sunday afternoon, I understand. However, I think today's reading invites us to reflect on the depths to which the Son of God will travel in order to bring humanity back into right relationship with not only humanity's humanity, but with God's love, mercy, and grace as well. I think it's important to remember, as we are only a few days into Lent, that we are walking this pilgrim way because Jesus has already led the way. In fact, Jesus is the way. So, dear friends, rejoice that wherever you are in your journey of faith, you are not alone. You are accompanied by the great high priest, the pioneer of our salvation, who will never leave you or forsake you. And it is that assurance that guides us. It is in that assurance that we are strengthened to walk on, moment by moment, and step by step. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, Come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each one of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.